From WFIU Public Radio at Indiana University, welcome to the A Moment of Science podcast, bringing engaging science to those with unlimited curiosity but a limited amount of time.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from T. Rowe Price, managing investments for the long term with a consistent, disciplined approach. T. Rowe Price, invest with confidence at TRoePrice.com.
Last night, as I was drifting off to sleep, my legs suddenly twitched so violently that I nearly kicked my husband out of bed.
Sounds like a hypnic jerk.
Who? My husband?
Not your husband, Yael. Your leg twitch. The twitches or jerks that sometimes happen when you're falling asleep are called hypnagogic myoclonus, or hypnic jerks. They are normally caused by sudden muscle contractions, but they can also result from brief lapses of contraction in a normally active muscle.
Are hypnic jerks normal? Why did I do it? Does it mean I secretly don't like my husband?
Well, I don't know about your feelings for your husband, but typically, hypnic jerks are a normal part of a body's transition from alert and awake into sleep. Scientists don't know for sure why they happen, but there are at least two hypotheses. The first is that the jerking motion is simply part of the normal physical changes that happen when you fall asleep. Your breathing slows, your temperature drops, and your muscles relax. The relaxation of one muscle can often cause a sudden jerk in the opposite direction. A second hypothesis is that your brain interprets muscle relaxation as a signal that you're falling and reacts by sending nerve impulses to your limb muscles to try to stay upright. This hypothesis makes sense to many people, since hypnic jerks are often accompanied by sensations or visions of falling as one drifts into sleep. So normal hypnic jerks are nothing to be concerned about. They are just annoying, like most jerks.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
Today's program was prepared by Sue Ann Zollinger with help from Mark Bloomberg at the University of Iowa. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. To get podcasts, click on the podcast button. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from BP, which is working to provide today's energy while transitioning to a low-carbon future. More information at bp.com/US.